Leading LDS is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enhancing leadership ability and capacity of lay leaders in order to accelerate the mission of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Leading LDS is not owned nor operated by the LDS Church, and any opinions expressed on this podcast do not reflect the views of any specific organization. All donations given to Leading LDS are tax deductible and go towards the support of Leading LDS. For more information, visit leadinglds.org. Merry Christmas. This is Kurt Frankum, your host of the Leading LDS podcast. And one thing you may not know about me is every Christmas Eve from the year I was born, I receive a new pair of pajamas. And I'm sure you do too. There's something about the smell of pajamas that takes me back to Christmas. And I think that's just from that tradition. But I digress. You know, December, I have taken completely off of doing any interviews. I think I did one or two, but my good friend Sam down in Australia has done such a good job with lining up interviews in the previous months that it has gotten me ahead of schedule. And I did not have to really do more than one or maybe two interviews in December. And I've taken it off and reflected on the interviews I've done, what I can do to improve them in the future, especially the how I lead interviews, maybe switching up some of those questions, asking better questions. So any feedback you have, I'd love to hear it. And because I really want to make those episodes interesting. Now, coming up in January, it's sort of like the new season of Leading LDS. But we got some great interviews coming up. I have an interview with Becky Hennessy, who is a therapist, and we just talk about nothing specific in the context of therapy, but mainly how she does her job, because many bishops can feel like therapists at times. So we just talk about how she organizes her files, keeps track of clients, remembers what they talked about the last time she met with the client, and I think it's really applicable to leaders who do a lot of counseling with individuals. And then have some How I Lead interviews with an Elders Quorum president, an author, Ben Bernards, an interview coming up with him about Life Without a Life Jacket, that book he wrote. I hope I got the title right. And then Matt Groh down at the Church History Library. I had the opportunity to go to the Church History Library, do a fantastic interview with Matt Groh, and just listen to it. It's fantastic. And then Maria Eckersley from mechmom.com. She does a lot of YouTube videos about how to better teach. And so we talk about how to teach in the bishop's office and how to teach in other scenarios, whether you're with youth or children, and how to best teach principles that will stick with them and be retainable in their minds. So look for those interviews coming up in January. Really, that'll take us to the end of January. And then I'll be recording more interviews in January and getting geared up for that season, doing more How I Lead interviews and really pushing the envelope. I want to get the best interviews possible that are most intriguing and will help you in your role as a leader and give you principles and applications that you can take back to your workshop of leadership and become a better leader. So I just wanted to put out this episode kind of as a roundup of 2016. You're going to see a lot of these, you know, the top 10 whatevers of 2016. And this is sort of the top 10 of Leading LDS for the year of 2016 as we close out 2016 and enter the world of 2017. Just to give you an idea of the progress we've made with Leading LDS in 2016, we had just around 180,000 downloads, unique downloads in the year of 2016 for the Leading LDS podcast. Now, that accounts for over 70% of the total downloads we've ever had on Leading LDS. So, and it grows every day. The newsletter grows every day. I see more downloads every day. I see more people sharing and liking things on social media. And so it's encouraging. And I'm excited to see what happens in the coming months. And our website, just visits to our website compare to that as well. So I can't thank you enough for the shares that have been happening, you know, the simple emails to your Relief Society president, young men's president, young women's president, and just say, hey, here's an article, here's an interview, check it out. I hope it helps. You know, those little things is what really makes the difference. And I'm sort of at I'm going to be quite candid here, okay? I hope you don't mind, but I'm sort of in a unique spot with Leading LDS. You know, as you know, we, in 2016, we have established ourselves as a nonprofit organization, and there's so many tax benefits and opportunities to fundraise that come with that. But it's sort of like having a startup, you know, as if I was starting the next Twitter or Facebook, and I'm going to investors or people that with money and saying, hey, I need some money, and I promise you we're going to be big and we're all going to be millionaires one day. But it's interesting in the nonprofit world is you go to people asking for money and all you can promise them is that we'll make a difference in the world. And Leading LDS is at a point that it has grown out of the hobby blog stage. And so it's nothing I can just do on the side anymore. And I'm actually in the process of selling my shares in my website development business. And I'm going to be completely focused in 2017 on leading LDS. Now, that's a bit scary for me and my family at times, because we are running leading LDS, quite frankly, on fumes. There's not a lot of capital coming in, not a lot of donations. And those donations that are coming, those that give the dollar a month, I appreciate it. I don't want to minimize those that do donate. But, you know, I've been trying different fundraising tactics and things. And at the end of the day, it's been quite difficult to get this thing going, right? And to be comfortable and really do some dynamic things. And I have some great plans in the future that I really look forward to executing and seeing it benefit the lives of so many leaders. I promise you, I will not get rich off of leading LDS. I promise you. But nonetheless, there is some funds needed there. And, you know, I'm so grateful, again, for those individuals who have contributed a dollar a month. And I can't stress enough how much we need each one of you to contribute a dollar a month. And that's the reality. Like, that's how simple this problem is to fix, is if everybody listening contributed a dollar a month, we would be set. We'd be fine. We'd have plenty of money in the bank to do some things to grow leading LDS, to reach more and more leaders and enhance the leadership ability in the context of the church, that we'd be fine. Or we have a small percentage of people that are contributing that dollar a month, and it just doesn't meet up to some of the goals and expenses that we have. And so we are literally running this organization on fumes, and that's fine. I'm keep going. I'm focused. I'm dedicated. I'm going to make this work along with our board and those that are giving their time and effort to move things forward. I would just ask you at this time to really consider that as you go to leadinglds.org and click on the donate button. You know, if you can afford more than a dollar a month, do that, because that'll just help us get that much more ahead and really make a difference. I am open to ideas. If you listen to this and think, well, you just don't get it, Kurt. This is, you don't get it. This is why I'm not contributing yet. And I would be open to those emails, straight talk, whatever it is. I really want to understand how we can create enough value to get enough people to sit down and contribute that dollar a month. And it will be fantastic. And it really would make the difference. That's the only thing we have to do, is get the majority of people listening giving a dollar a month. And we're there. We are there. So just to close out the year, I just want to go back and I've looked at all the analytics of Leading LDS, and I want to just give you a rundown of what were the most popular episodes or articles in 2016. And maybe if you haven't listened to them, go back and listen to them, because obviously they're popular, they're very high in value, or it might be an opportunity to go back and re-listen to some of them because they were so good. So I'm just going to go through these, starting at number 10, and maybe give you some of the background, what I experienced, what I learned personally from these episodes. I'll make it brief, and hopefully you'll go back and listen to some of these. The number 10 most listened to episode of 2016 was the interview with Wendy Ulrich, and the title of that interview was The Why of Your Calling. And Wendy was fantastic. She invited me into her home down in Alpine, Utah, spent some time there, and just asked her some questions. I first met her at the Fair Mormon Conference and heard her speak there, and ran up to the stage after and invited her to participate in an interview, and I'm so glad I did. We both really enjoyed that, and she has such a strong, dynamic background in business consulting and the work that she's done also in the church. Served a mission with her husband in Canada, and so we just talk about the why of your calling, and really a good motivational, practical interview that any leader can benefit from. The number 9 episode of the year was Mental Illness and the Bishop's Office. This was an interview I did with Jeff Case, who is a clinical psychologist. Really good. Jeff was great in kind of breaking down how to approach mental illness, things to look for, things to understand. And so if you're a bishop or somebody who has individuals in their ward with mental illness, that would be one to kind of to begin with and get an understanding of what you're in for. Number 8 was one of my favorites, for sure, one of my personal favorites, How to Disagree as a Leader Without Making an Enemy, an interview with Gary Rhodes. And Gary Rhodes is a professor down at BYU, a business professor, and he has this wonderful program and curriculum where he talks about communication. And I don't know if it's a business-specific focus lecture or class, but he gave some fantastic stories in the church context of where a young women's president and a bishop disagree and how they resolve that, what they did right, what they did wrong, you know, how a husband and wife talk. Basically, these basic communication skills that can really change the world for a leader by understanding it. And his stop, think, lead mentality and approach that he teaches to his students, and one that you can benefit to as well. So definitely check that one out. Number 7 was Perfection is Not 100% Home Teaching, an interview with Johan Delton. Johan is a professor up at BYU, Idaho, And these have been so fun to get more professors on the podcast because these, I mean, they have spent hours and years in the laboratories of leadership and really doing the research to understand these things. And so I love bringing them on and really getting their professional intellectual opinion about these themes about leadership. And Johan does a fantastic job, so well spoken, and breaks down as far as from the perspective of home teaching, what we can learn there and how to be better leaders. Coming in at number six, the most listened to episode on Leading LDS is Home Teaching During Tragedy, the story behind Elder Holland's LDS conference talk. And this one was a fairly recent one where I interview Troy Russell and John Manning. These are the two individuals that Elder Holland mentioned in his conference talk. Such a touching story and a heart-wrenching story. It just breaks your heart hearing about what Troy's gone through with the loss of his son, but how his home teacher, John Manning, really stepped up and set an example so bold that it made it all the way to General Conference. So worth a listen and definitely will motivate you to be a better home teacher. The number five most listened to episode on Leading LDS was How to Support Transgender Members in the LDS Church. This is one I did with Bridget Pack, whose spouse is transgender, and she talks about her experience, how she's worked that out, how they move on with life and make life work. And I've had opportunity to meet Bridget and her spouse on multiple occasions, and I consider them friends, and they're wonderful. And the church hasn't said much. You know, the general authorities have not said much around the issue of transgender Mormons, and this definitely isn't anything to set the record straight or to make my own statement on it, but just basically an opportunity to understand more about the dynamics of being transgender and how that works into the gospel and how maybe a leader can help that person feel more welcome at church. And can't thank enough those people over at North Star. If you're not familiar with North Star, go to the show notes of this episode and definitely connect with North Star and see what they're doing. They are every leader in the church needs to be familiar with North Star and what they are doing in the church. Number four episode, The Art of Significance in LDS Leadership, my interview with Bishop Dan Clark. Now, Dan Clark is a world-renowned motivational speaker. He was tutored and mentored by Zig Ziglar. Those of you who are familiar with Zig Ziglar. And I loved going over to Dan's home, invited me into his beautiful home, and we sat and had more than an hour discussion of his time serving two times as a young single adult bishop and some remarkable experiences there. And it gives really home run practical advice on managing a ward and heightening the level of sacrament meeting and how to be a better speaker. So I can't recommend the Dan Clark interview enough. I got so many emails about this one that was fantastic. Number three interview on the Leading LDS podcast was Being an Essentialism Bishop, an interview with Greg McEwen. Bishop McEwen is fantastic. I love his book, Essentialism, the Disciplined Pursuit of Less. Other than, you know, obviously the scriptures and all those holy books that we set in their own category, his book has had the most dramatic impact on my 2016 than any other book. I've completely changed ways that I do things. It's led to the changes I'm making with Leading LDS right now, my focus on Leading LDS. And so as a bishop or any other type of leader, you definitely need to listen to this interview and then go buy a copy of Essentialism. I've had multiple people tell me that Essentialism book has changed their life. And so time management, the discipled pursuit of less, fantastic concepts. You will not go wrong with listening to this interview with Greg McEwen a few times. The second most listened to interview on the Leading LDS podcast is Loving Our LGBT Brother and Sisters, an interview with Bishop Carl Hull. Had the opportunity to go to Bishop Hull's home down in Highland, Utah, and he was so gracious to have me there and tell him his story and his journey about learning more about same gender attraction and from his perspective as a leader, how he adjusted things in his leadership style, how he addressed his word about it. A very engaging story and one that I think any bishop or leader can take away from this and think, I'm going to do a few things differently so those brothers and sisters can feel more welcome in our meetings and have a place to worship with us and grow and develop and without too much judgment, right? And the number one interview, it would be no surprise to you that heard it, was what I learned about leadership when my second counselor left the church. This was my interview, a very personal interview with Heath, one of my past counselors in the bishopric, and really just a raw interview. Just me and him, we were in a church and found an empty room, and I hit record, and we started talking into it. And I knew it would be a good interview. I knew it would be a bold one, a raw one, a real one. But I just didn't, I guess I didn't expect so much. I guess I didn't expect to blow up as it did. As far as on the scale of virality in the leading LDS world, this one definitely got around the interwebs and got so many comments and emails back. You should go and read those comments after you listen to this episode. Just so many people out there, they're struggling and appreciated this. And I encourage them, you know, go listen to this episode with your bishop and then start talking about what you're going through. And I hope that it can be a tool that way, but a powerful episode. And it's no surprise to me, it's number one of the year. And I encourage you to check it out. Now, as far as articles on leading LDS, I did know at the bottom on the show notes, if you go to this episode on leading LDS, you can see additional articles that got a lot of attention in 2016. Our teaching helps. I go through each lesson in the third hour teachings of Modern Day Prophets manual and just talk about ways to teach the concepts, not necessarily the nitty gritty of the doctrine of the concepts, but how could you stand in front of class and effectively teach these concepts? And they get quite a bit of attention. And so if you haven't delved into that, or if you're teaching, I encourage you to check those out. But the other articles are related to the food order reference cheat sheet, the Bishop's Guide to Mother's Day at Church, 6 Reasons LDS Youth Leaders Need Snapchat Accounts. That one became a little bit controversial. Sacrament Meeting Agenda Templates, Elder Holland's Secret to Teaching, Sharing the Fire of Your Faith, 7 Unbreakable Rules of a Meeting, which is by far the most read article on leading LDS. So that rounds up 2016. I hope you appreciate the content. I'm going to keep putting it out there. In general, I get great feedback and really no negative feedback as far as the content being put out there. But like I said, we're striving to really build a strong foundation for leading LDS in this coming year. The way it's going right now, running on fumes, it's just, it's unsustainable. And so something has to change. And I've thought everything from scaling back so that it doesn't take so much of my time to putting certain level of paywalls up, you know, maybe sharing a portion of each episode and then those that contribute get the whole episode. But I just don't want to do that, right? I want to make this a resource available to everybody that just is striving to be a better leader, right? And, so again, a dollar a month would change everything. That's it. We be done, right? And so I encourage you, if you haven't, like seriously, if you haven't contributed a dollar a month, please just take the time, like set a reminder. If you don't think about it later, I mean, I'll call you personally, I'll email you, whatever you need. We just need you to give that dollar a month and then we're done and we can continue moving forward. And I can invest 3 times as much time into what I'm doing currently and really create 10 times better value in leading LDS. And my goal is completely focused on the mission of leading LDS, which is to enhance the leadership ability and capacity for lay leaders in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And that's how we can establish the kingdom of God. That's how we can move things forward, is heightening that level of ability. And it's remarkable. I can't thank you enough for your support. Even your attention. There's so many things in this world demanding your attention, and you give it here, and I appreciate that. My family appreciates that. I hope to get my wife on here on an interview so she can tell you how much she appreciates it, because this is a dream of ours to really impact the world and impact the leadership of the church and to see change and to see more people come into the gospel of Jesus Christ because of that change. We want to be involved there, and that's kind of what we've covenanted to do. So until next time, be a leader and not a calling.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness. The loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.